feel it coming on. Some days you gotta dance.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program on Air America Radio. I'm Peter B. Collins sitting in for Tom today, and you can call us toll-free at 866-303-2270, 866-303-2270. I'm looking at the caller switchboard here. It's an all-male cast. And, guys, hold on. We're not going to, you know, practice reverse discrimination here and kick you off. But I do want to invite women to call. I like to talk to the ladies. I'm a guy. But I also believe it's important for women to be engaged and involved in the political discussion in this country. And if more women were more involved, we'd probably all be a little better off. We'll get more of your calls on in just a moment, but I want to turn to Brad Friedman, who is the top blogger in the country on election protection issues. He operates bradblog.com. Brad, welcome to the Tom Hartman Program today.
Hey, Peter B., how are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. It's a Friday, and I always talk to you on Friday, so I couldn't resist. My venue and my time changed a little bit, but here we are.
It only seems right. You know, I thought you were going to, for some reason I had in my head you were going to Palm Beach,
no.
Not Palm Springs. So, A, as soon as we finish the show, we're coming down to visit you there in Palm Springs. And, B,
great.
I guess I had Palm Beach on my brain. Do you have any idea why I might have?
Because the scene of the crime in 2000 has produced a rather remarkable shift. Jeb Bush is no longer the governor. We have a guy named Charlie Crist, a Republican governor, and he wants to eliminate the tainted, hackable electronic voting machines and return to the sound practice of hand-counted paper ballots.
And he actually, well, not hand-counted paper ballots for now, but at least paper ballots. But actually, the reason specifically Palm Beach is on my mind is because that is, of course, where America's favorite voter fraud felon, Ann Coulter, lives. And just to remind, you know, in case Tom Hartman listeners aren't familiar with that, I've been covering Ann Coulter's voter fraud felony now for, going over a year at this point. So stop by bradblog.com and you can get more information in our special coverage box on the right, because she merits her own special coverage page for her voter fraud felony, which is documented. At least two felonies and one first-degree misdemeanor involved.
Now, have you referred this to Alberto Gonzalez? Because he wants to wipe out voter fraud in his lifetime.
Yeah, that's right. That's what they keep. That's what they keep saying. And so, in order for them to wipe it out, however, first they had to create thousands and thousands of phony voter fraud allegations, which they've succeeded in doing, only to find that virtually none of them actually existed. Except for Ann Coulter's, which they, of course, are not bothering to prosecute at this time, but I'm going to do everything within my power to change that, Peter.
Well, I am happy to hear that, and just be careful. Ann Coulter will get your home phone number and put it up on her website.
She has done that before, hasn't she?
Yes, she
She's a lovely woman. But you're right about the larger point for the moment. Charlie Crist down there, the Florida governor, Republican governor, has now officially gotten ahead of the United States Congress, the Democrats in the United States Congress, by very smartly and courageously getting rid of all of the DRE touchscreen voting systems down there in Florida. They just had a unanimous vote in the Florida House, which is also Republican-led, but he was able to get this through. So Florida, the original scene of the crime, is now going to all paper ballot system, which is, you know, just huge for the state of Florida. They figured it out. They need to get rid of these touchscreens, and you got to give credit to Charlie Crist, though a Republican governor down there. He's been very, very progressive on this, has led the way, and as I pointed out today at the top of bradblog.com, you get more details, he's gotten ahead of the Democrats in the Congress because they are still they're working on a landmark election reform bill, but they are allowing for the use of DRE touchscreen voting systems beyond all reason. And
that is of course the Holt bill, H.R. 811, which is under consideration in the House of Representatives right now. And Brad, tick off the three reasons why the Holt bill is imperfect and should not go forward in its present form.
Well, there's more than three, but let me also quickly add that there's a lot of good stuff in the Holt bill that is really needed. So this is a tremendous opportunity to correct the disaster that we had, hell, going back to 2000 at the very least, and they're ready to blow it. How? They're going to allow for the use of DRE touchscreen voting machines and essentially institutionalize touchscreen voting machines in America, which no voter in America, on which they can never verify their vote is recorded accurately. That's with or without a paper trail. A paper trail is meaningless. We need a paper ballot. Number two, they're allowing for the EAC, the United States Elections Assistance Commission, which is a panel of four presidential appointees that was created after the 2000 election to continue permanently, despite the fact that they are completely corrupt, wholly incompetent, and frankly, they have been useless and have played along with all of the schemes of the voting machine companies and, yes, the Republicans. Those are really the two, for me, the two largest points. There's some other concerns in that bill. It does bring audits finally to elections so that they're going to go and, you know, count the ballots, at least a small sample of them, to try to make sure that the original result was correct. The audit protocol is sort of inadequate right now. Mm-hmm. But I think that can be fixed. What can't be fixed is the use of these DRE touchscreens. We've got to stop them. You've got to call your member of Congress and demand that they do the right thing and, frankly, do the thing that the Republicans in Florida have done. For some reason, there's an amazing movement against getting rid of these touchscreens from the Democrats, from groups like People for the American Way and Move On. It's absolutely insane. You need to call your congressman and tell them, your congressmember, and tell them we need a paper ballot, one that is actually counted for every vote cast in America.
And I support that, Brad. I think the only value to these touchscreen, Diebold, and other voting machines is that there is a central computer in there, and I think we should ship them all to Nintendo and have them converted into Wii machines, because then people might get something out of them.
Nintendo doesn't want them. They're too crappy for Nintendo. They would never allow them.
All right, Brad, great to talk with you. We'll talk to you again soon. And go to bradblog.com. Brad does a great job on election integrity issues. And scroll down and read some of his reporting about the way the U.S. attorneys who were fired had been pressured to bring these phony voter fraud cases. And there's a whole underlying issue with a high-powered guy connected to the Bush administration named Thor Hearn. Check it out for yourself at bradblog.com.